Okay, the Board of County Commissioners, the public hearing with regard to the rezoning process, comprehensive rezoning process is called back into session at 8:32. In consultation with the board and legal counsel, we've decided that we're going to continue this process to April 5th. There won't be any action this evening, and I will defer to Director Centrum to explain the process that we're going to follow.
Thank you, Mr. President. The entirety of this changes you're voting on over last meeting and this meeting, as well as the maps, the documents, will be introduced before you on April 5th. Between subsequent to this meeting this evening and that meeting on the 5th, in order to provide edification to the community, we will provide a copy of Mr. Pugh's proposal on behalf of the Stewarts on our website, as well as a copy of your proposal to join that, so that individuals will have an opportunity to evaluate both proposals. On the meeting on April 5th, you will have public comment to be taken on the entirety of the package before you, which will be the zoning ordinance, subdivision regulations, and tax maps. Anybody wishing to make public comment on Mr. Pugh's proposal and on your proposal will have an opportunity to do so on the 5th, and then you will be able to consider what you hear, both pro and con, when you have your meeting on the April 19th to decide whether or not you want to approve the two documents as well as the zoning maps. So that will afford any individuals interested in this application the opportunity to evaluate what is being proposed, both from you and Mr. Pugh on behalf of the Stewarts, have time to digest that, peruse it, and then make comment to you on April 5th. If anyone does not have access to the internet, they can contact our office, and we'd be more than happy to provide them with copies of what is posted there so they can evaluate that at their leisure.
And would you be kind enough just to provide your phone number for those in the audience that may not have internet?
410-996-8351 is the office number that they will. The website is www.ccgov.org. When the homepage pops up, you will want to click on at the top of the banner, on the top of the page, it says County Departments. You will want to click on that, scroll down to Planning and Zoning, and then click on that. And Mr. Black will put a link on there for you to click on that will provide you an opportunity to peruse Mr. Pugh's proposal, as well as what we will create to describe President Mullen's proposal.
Be a link right in this area here where you see comprehensive rezoning change request list. There'll be, once those are online, there'll be another red line item there. So once you see this gentleman's smiling face, just go down and it'll be there.
Okay. The applicant has raised his hand, so I want, no? Okay. Sorry, sir.
Not even a clarification? Well, a question. Now, others have yelled out. I'll yell out my question. Am I to assume that the applicant will likewise be afforded an opportunity to testify at this particular hearing?
Yep. I'll just lay it out. Both proposals, your original proposal and my compromise proposal, will both be laid out for public hearing, public testimony, for and against. Everybody can hash it out. You'll present your case. Hopefully staff will present my compromise correctly, and the public will be afforded on April 5th the ability to comment yes, no. Whatever testimony the public wants to give, they'll be able to give with regard to that. We won't take any vote or formal action until April 19th. So that is the timeline.
So the hearing on the 5th is simply testimony, then deliver, and the record is closed that night for public, for receiving public
yeah.
hearing.
You'll
yeah.
speak during the public comment section of the agenda.
You'll sign, just sign in under public comment.
Okay.
And then the 17th.
The 19th will be when the board will take formal action, a vote.
This and all other issues in the comprehensive rezoning or just on this?
Just this one.
No, everything.
No, everything.
Everything, excuse
everything.
Me, everything that's advertised.
Everything on the 19th.
I apologize. We're just going to roll this certain request in for a vote on the 19th. And as a courtesy, the York Building Company and everyone, you guys, you know, we've heard testimony early on that you folks, good stewards in the community. The board has suggested that, if you wanted to hold an informational meeting or some type of community outreach meeting, I mean, that was just a suggestion that was forwarded to me. If you folks wanted to try that and just talk to some members in the community. So I just throw that out. I was just asked by some of the board members to do that as a courtesy.
That would have to be on before, during, or before the 5th.
But you will not be deliberating and deciding on April the 5th. After the testimony is received, you will make no vote.
No, no vote on the 5th. The vote will be on the 19th. We're going to take public testimony to put both plans up. And we'll take public testimony on the 5th, and then the board will deliberate and vote on April 19th.
Well, now, not to muddy the waters, but just as a point of order, if all other decisions are made on the 5th, and that's the night that you introduce the matter for its ultimate decision, save for mine, and it is not decided until the night of the hearing, do we have any procedural issue with that?
I'll have Director Sandstrom answer that question for you.
What has been decided over the last meeting and this meeting will be bundled into what is presented on the 5th. The commissioners are withholding their action on your request, 05051, I believe it is, until they have an opportunity to hear public comment on the 5th. No decisions are being made on the 5th. The commissioners will then hold a hearing on the 19th, which is their second regular meeting scheduled for April. At that meeting, they will make a decision as to whether to adopt the documents, and if they do so, to adopt it with either your proposal or with President Mullen's proposal as affecting this property. But no decision will be made on the 5th.
I have to interrupt to say that there may be neither one of those proposals may be adopted.
And that's an alternative, that you could adopt it without taking any action on this and leaving it as M2 as it was proposed to be.
I have to say that there's many options, not just those two.
But there will be no decision on the 5th,
yeah,
the bottom line.
Okay.
It'll just be introduced.
And it won't be a hearing on the 19th. It'll be a decision.
Correct. It'll be an action item on your agenda.
Right. It'll be a hearing on the 5th, decision on the 19th.
Right. I think we've pretty much stressed that to everyone, but I appreciate, you know, that part. Okay. So we're okay with that. And so we'll proceed through the remaining items we have?
That's correct, sir.
Okay.
Next item is T-01 from Ron Hartman concerning section 25.2 of the zoning ordinance, low density residential zoning district, density permitted with the use of transfer development rights. As the board may.
Look, why don't we let those folks?
Remind me.